Raider fans, I'm Jeanette Thompson. Welcome to Behind the Shield. Sitting next to me, I have quarterback Carson Palmer. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thanks for having me on.
You're always just so very calm, and there's very... It's rarely that we see an expression beyond the norm. Do you ever just get really hyped up?
I try not to. especially during games, you always want to be that kind of cool, calm, and collected presence in the huddle, especially. And I try not to get too riled up, too high with the highs or too low with the lows.
I did notice, this is actually back at training camp, you do know how to get relaxed. I noticed that you take your shoes off immediately coming off the field. Was this new shoes or just you?
During camp, the dogs start barking. You know, you get halfway through camp and you get the blisters all over the bottom of the feet and the toes. So as soon as practice is over, it just feels good. Take off your socks, take off your shoes, and walk in some nice soft grass.
Okay. How much time do you actually get to spend with family during football season?
Not much. Not enough. Once season hits, especially playing the position of quarterback, you have so many responsibilities and obligations on top of, you know, taking care of your body, getting your rest, and then, of course, all the studying and preparation for the game. So that's why off seasons are so great is, especially for the first 2 or 3 weeks of the off season, you really just kind of relax and hang out with the kids and the family and see friends. Because during the season, you really don't have any free time. I mean, there is no off days. You know, you still come in on Mondays and Tuesdays and still have meetings on Tuesdays. And then when you get home after work, I go straight to the office and watch film and study the game plan. So during the season, it's tough to see the family.
Let's talk a little bit about the game. How do you feel about the team's run game?
Well, definitely, I wish we had more production, but I'm not discouraged whatsoever. You know, I expect us to go into Atlanta and run the football. They're a very good football team. Obviously, they're 5-0, but I love the guy I have standing behind me and the guys I have in front of me. And it is a new system. It's something that's completely different to just about everybody on the offensive line other than one or two guys. So we didn't expect to come in the first week of the season and run for 250 yards. It's a process, and it's just part of, learning a new system and getting comfortable with the guys around you up front. But we're getting better each and every week. I know it doesn't look like it maybe necessarily in the stat sheet, but we look at things like run game efficiency, and our run game efficiency has improved. And, you know, with Darren, you're one arm tackle away from an 80-yard run here and a 40-yard run here and a 20-yard run here. It's not like, you know, he'll get through and only get 15 if there's a decent-sized hole. He can get through and get 50 if you're on the 50-yard line. So we're close, and we're going to keep grinding. We're going to keep working on it. I know our fans want to see more production. They want to see Darren in the end zone. We will get there.
Okay, well, let's ask about that long ball then also. Which do you prefer? Do you like to be able to hand it off or a short pass, or do you actually like being able to have the opportunity to throw the long ball?
Oh, no. I love throwing. I love going deep. Dave Tollison and I, we talk about the Bash Brothers all the time and chicks digging the long ball. And we love throwing the long ball. We're not going to be, we're not going to stick a square peg in a round hole and just chuck it up and down the field. We have fast guys, but we're not a team that just throws it up and wins jump balls. We're going to take our chances when the defense presents itself. And we haven't had a ton of opportunities. We've hit a couple. We hit one against Denver with Denarius down the sideline, and we'll get our chances. And when we get those chances, we have to hit them.
Okay, this next game, it's actually the month of October, and of course the NFL along with the Raiders are all in support of breast cancer awareness. Will you be sporting the pink?
I will. Unfortunately, I have a friend that mother was just diagnosed with breast cancer, so something that definitely hits close to home. We will definitely be supporting our whole team and wearing as much pink as possible.
Awesome. Raider fans, this is quarterback Carson Palmer. I'm Jeanette Thompson. Thanks for watching this edition of Behind the Shield.